Director Sean Lotz tells Star 97.7 the VersaPower Astronomy Center reopens today after a short winter break with a program about man's quest to find our place in the universe.
Our public program is a brand new one from the Boston Museum of Science. It's called God, Science, and Our Search for Meaning. This was put together by Dan Brown, international best-selling author. The program, of course, takes a look at the way people have looked at the sky and tried to figure out sort of meaning in our place in the universe, if you will. So I think it'll be a really fun program, very interesting, and gives folks a chance to just sort of explore some different aspects of our relationship to the sky.
That's Friday nights at 7 through the month of January. Tickets at the door or at astro.umaine.edu. From the northern lights to garden flowers, our world is filled with color. Sean Lotz, director of the VersaPower Astronomy Center, tells Star 97.7, January's children's program explains how we use the rainbow to see, understand, and explore our universe.
We have our children's program, which is Cosmic Colors. That program takes a look at light in all forms, both visible light that we see, but also invisible light like infrared, ultraviolet, how we use that in our everyday life, everything from remote controls to being able to see and analyze things in the world around. It's a great program for the whole family.
Sundays in January at 2 p.m., tickets at the door or at astro.umaine.edu. Well, before you begin another hectic week, sit back and enjoy some magic in the dome. Sean Lotz, director of the VersaPower Astronomy Center, tells Star 97.7 about their January music show.
Our music show is going to be Imagine Dragons, so folks who enjoy their music will get a whole variety of different hits from that band, set to some really stunning visuals.
That's every Sunday in January at 4 p.m., beginning this Sunday, January 5th. Sean Lotz, director of the VersaPower Astronomy Center, tells us there are some great events happening in the night sky this month for sky watchers who want to brave the early morning chill, including a very special show tonight.
One is the Quadrodad Meteor Shower, which takes place on the 3rd of January. This year it should be pretty good because we're very near a new moon, so we should have nice dark skies for it. Typically that shower has a high zenith hourly rate, which means it should have a lot of meteors. Sometimes you can have as many as 100 per hour during the peak of that shower.
Lotz says it's best to have a really dark sky for this one because the meteors tend to be a bit faint.